Ghana Investment Promotion Center pushes for the removal of capital requirements for foreign investors. We'll hear more from the CEO of the GIPC, Yofi Grant. Also, Liquefied Petroleum Gas Marketers Association of Ghana blames challenges faced in the implementation of slender recirculation model on lack of sensitization. And businesses to pay 1,000 Ghana cedis every month for delays in filing annual tax returns with Register of Companies Office. Welcome. I am Emma Davis. Let's settle for the details. The CEO of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center, Yofi Grant, says the imposition of the capital requirements for foreign investors has not achieved its desired purpose. According to him, it has become a barrier to many investors, causing the nation to lose foreign direct investments needed to improve the country's tax to GDP ratio. He spoke to Joy Business on the sidelines of the Economic Councillors Dialogue in Accra.
The thinking, I suspect, is in that direction. If that's what would be required for that to happen, yeah. The truth of the matter is that that requirement, when it was put there, I don't think it achieved what it was expected to achieve, because it was there to ensure that we do not unduly suffer, you know, from investors' capital. And so if you are looking for investment, you try to remove the barriers that will break, that will stop the investment. But in doing so too, you need to look at the other side, who feel that if you remove that minimum capital entirely, then they'll be disadvantaged, because people will come in with cheaper sources of capital and be able to do things that they can't do.
Yofi Grant is the CEO of the Ghana Investment Promotion Center. The Liquefied Petroleum Gas Marketers Association of Ghana has blamed the challenges faced in the slender recirculation program on lack of sensitization. The association is of the view that the National Petroleum Authority did not properly explain the implications of the model to consumers before introducing it. Speaking to Joy Business, the vice president of the association, Gabriel Kumi, said most consumers did not understand the concept.
Now, we have over 5 million cylinders which are owned by Ghanaians, which are owned by consumers, already in the system. We haven't even spoken about how are we going to dislodge consumers of these 5 million cylinders. Because look, the cylinder, you see, that are people's properties. If you go to the villages, they count the cylinder as an asset.
Yeah, okay.
How are you going? Because per cylinder recirculation, you are not supposed to own a cylinder. Mm-hmm. Every cylinder is supposed to be owned by the system. But for cylinder recirculation to be very successful, you first need to dislodge consumers of ownership of cylinders.
That was Gabriel Kumi, Vice President of the LPG Marketers Association of Ghana. Moving on, businesses from May 1 will be required to pay 1,000 Ghana cedis every month as penalty for delays in filing of annual returns for last year. This was captured in a statement issued by the Register of Companies on the status of the filing of returns. George Riafe has the rest of the story.
The Register of Companies in a statement maintained that the directive will apply to private public companies limited by shares and private and public companies limited by guarantee, as well as schools, churches, associations, and non-governmental organizations, as well as civil society groups and foundations. It added that this action is in line with the Companies Act, which requires enterprises to file their annual returns at least a year or 13 months after incorporation. These businesses and institutions were previously paying 650 Ghana cedis in default every month. However, from next month, they'll be paying 1,000 Ghana cedis. The Register of Companies also announced that per their act, the company and every officer that defaults are also required to pay 300 Ghana cedis for each day as the default continues. The Register of Companies was quick to add that the payment of 1,000 Ghana cedis is in no way aimed at crippling companies in Ghana, but to serve as a deterrent to recalcitrant companies that are operating in the country without compliance to the Companies Act.
Now, Glyco Capital has launched the Glyco Fixed Income Fund. The Glyco Fixed Income Fund is an open-ended mutual fund that focuses on highly liquid assets with an initial offering of 400,000 shares at 50 pesos per share and a minimum investment of 100 shares. According to Managing Director Anthony Buedu, the move by the company is to ensure innovation within the investment space. He spoke to Joy Business at the launch.
Yes, we've had issues in the past, but this fund has been structured in a way that there are controls and we do proper credit and risk assessment before we do our placement to ensure that the customers or the wherever we do our investment, the right risk assessments has been done and we ensure get the right controls in place to ensure that when the funds matures, they are able to repay us.
Anthony Buedu is the Managing Director for Glyco Capital. Moving on, the chief director of the at Global Media Alliance, organizers of the Ghana Beverage Awards, Emma Wenani, is calling on small-scale businesses in the beverage industry to take advantage of the awards ceremony to increase their visibility and brand image. Speaking to Joy Business, she explained that national awards like the Ghana Beverage Awards could be a good platform for local companies to showcase their products.
I would like to see a lot more small and medium startups coming up, and we want to see a lot of the upcoming brands coming up into GBA. It's an opportunity for them to create awareness for their products. It's an opportunity for them to learn from other companies that have gone before them. It's an opportunity for them to know about the best case practices, to create visibility. So I'd really like to see a lot of the small scale companies coming on board. A lot of them over the years, when we've approached them, they always feel that GBA is for top international companies, and I'd like to change that and say that it's not. That's a wrong perception. We want to see all the companies being represented at GBA.
Emma Wenani is Chief Director at the Global Media Alliance. Now let's go to the Ashanti region, as Kenya Airways says it is working to explore opportunities to extend operations to the newly constructed Kumasi Airport. The airport is expected to start operations in June this year. According to the Group Chief Executive Officer for Kenya Airways, Alan Kelavuka, said the company will commence engagements with relevant stakeholders in Ghana to ensure a seamless operations. He was speaking at a media engagement.
The Ghanaian authorities also look at us favorably because they see the kind of effort and time we are taking to develop this market. Then you have a lot of talent. You know, the Ghanaian people are very talented, particularly in aviation, so we don't have problems identifying people who can work with us and work for us in growing the market. So, and as far as Kumasi is concerned, yes, in fact, the request was put to us today to consider it. And we just need to go back and work out on how, not if, how we can operate some frequencies from Kumasi and to fulfill that. Because what we do, what is commercially viable. And from what we have seen, the back of an envelope analysis demonstrates that there is a commercial viability in operating from Kumasi.
For your pension tip on Mali NAB, we will share insights on the pensions architecture of Ghana.
Hello, welcome to Manly Lab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. On our previous episode, we discussed the birth of the pension schemes in Ghana. Today, we will be talking about the three-tier pension scheme in Ghana. The National Pensions Act 2008, Act 766, established a contributory three-tier pension scheme for all workers in the country. Tier 1 is your mandatory 13.5% basic salary contribution managed by SNIT. Tier 2 is the mandatory 5% contribution managed by a private corporate trustee. And Tier 3 involves the voluntary provident fund and personal pension schemes also managed by a private corporate trustee. Till we come your way again on our next episode of Money Lab, please remember to plan well and retire well.
Ransford Matekole is the Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees Limited. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by EcoBank, A Better Way, A Better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, Solid Protection. Every day, people face different emergencies. Police emergency, fire emergency, medical emergency, you name it. But many Ghanaians do not know their emergency numbers. Well, here's one you'd want to remember. *770#. Yes, *770# is the new Ecobank money emergency number. *770# gives you instant access to loans, fund transfers, utility payments, airtime, data purchases, and so much more, even without data. So there's no need to panic when you find yourself in any money emergency. Ecobank will always come to your rescue. Dial *770# now for solutions to your money emergencies. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Emma Davis. Thanks for listening. Up next is Ignition. Please stay.